Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to another What's on an Eastbourne. We have a mixed bag of a few covers and also originals, which I hope you enjoy. And we've a visitor who has popped in to see what goes on here at Eastbourne Online. We've got a lovely warm hashtag welly welcome to the lovely Sarah Baker. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, good.
Yeah, you're looking a bit pensive there. Don't worry.
I didn't realise this. I thought I was just popping in to see where the magic happens, not be on the actual radios.
Oh, yes. Well, you're used to this sort of thing anyway, aren't you? I mean, you are the events manager of the Crown and Anchor.
Yeah, but I don't have a radio set up in the office.
And also resident DJ.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, and you are responsible for booking the acts at the Crown and Anchor, I understand?
Yeah. I am.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm like the Simon Cowell of the Crown and Anchor.
The Simon Cowell of the Crown and Anchor, but without the white T-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the teeth, the white teeth.
Well, we just hope you bring a bit of knowledge and experience into this and, you know, have a bit of a chip in if you know anything about the bands that we're going to feature.
Okay.
No
pressure. He's not even showing me who's coming on.
Well, and we've got some covers, we've got some originals. I've also found another band associated with one of the acts that have been on over in Eastbourne recently. And I'm also doing one that will appear in Eastbourne in September, which I have featured before, but I like them, so I'm going to anyway. Okay, so I think the first one we'll do is, do you fancy a bit of 80s, Chris?
Oh, you didn't introduce me, so I've been sat here chomping at the bit.
I know.
I've got the sarcasm ready, the Simon Cowell in the corner, all that sort of... Oh, man. Anyway, whatever you say, Gov.
Poor Chris, he's all upset now. Never mind. Sorry, Chris.
Oh, that's all right.
Chris Dowd's my techie man as well.
Nice to see you. Yeah. And nice to meet you as well over there on mic too.
Thanks.
That's all right. Go on. So what you were saying?
Yes, we've got the Atomics 80s, which is an Eastbourne-based band. It's a classic case of they do what it says on the tin. They perform from the 80s exclusively. Duran Duran, Madonna, Tina Turner and many more. They'll be appearing at the Alexandra Arms on Saturday the 11th. And I thought we'd have a little bit of Footloose, a cover of the Kenny Loggins record that was released in 1984.
Oh, can't be bad. Okay, well, here we go then.
Let's go.
Oh.
I know I say it every time, but I enjoyed that.
Oh, I love the 80s.
Yeah, I love it. So bopping around there. How was that for you then, old Mrs. Booker in the corner?
Oh, I like them.
Yeah?
I'm going to have to look them up.
Yeah, well, Pete knows everything, so you can tell us everything about them now.
Yes, I can, if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
if you like. It's a three-piece outfit. You've got Marnie Hill on vocals. She's been, she's the band's what they call the resident material girl. And she's been performing in the local band scene for the past 4 years.
Okay, resident material.
Material girl, Madonna, material girl, a reference to the...
Sorry, I thought like material as in the songs and stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah, material girl, the song, yes, like the resident material girl, yeah.
Gotcha now.
Okay.
I got to keep up.
Yeah. There's Martin White on the guitar. He's been playing in local bands since 1985, and he is completely, totally influenced and completely in love with the 1980s. And there's Sam White, which I think, by the looks of it, could be his younger brother. He's been playing the band in band since he was 14, so he's quite good. He's on the bass guitar, and he's and now he's really into the 80s music, and apparently can't help thinking that he was born too early. too late, rather.
One of the two.
Too late, yeah. Too late, yeah. So, yes, that's a little bit of the info on the Atomics 80s.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I like them. We have mentioned them before, haven't we?
Yes, we have, yeah. Yeah, we've done a couple of tracks. They haven't got much out. They've only got a few tracks out. So if anybody knows the Atomics 80s or they're listening in, they will listen in, send me some MP3s to pete@eastbourne.online and we can feature some more of your records, all your cover versions, which is what we're here for.
Especially. Okay. Especially as we've got Simon Cowell in the corner.
We've got Simon Cowell in the corner without the white T-shirt.
Nope.
The lovely Sarah Baker. Do I get that £10 now that like, you promised me for saying lovely Sarah Baker on the radio?
Yet. Oh, okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right. So, shall we go to the next one, Chris? Come on.
Go for it.
Yeah, this one operates out of the Hastings era, I believe. Count Batesy, Bouncy, or The Bounce. Quite a character.
The Bounce.
Yeah, singer-songwriter and funky bassist, as he describes himself. And a vegetable growing madman as well, which is interesting.
So he's a funky bass man and a funky courgette grower.
Yes, yes.
Cool.
Yes. He doesn't particularly mention courgettes, but I can imagine that because they go quite quickly. So described in the write-ups as exciting, zany, slightly outrageous, and of course totally bashful, which he's not, obviously. Brings his music to entertain. He's at the Printer's Playhouse on Friday the 10th.
Oh, right.
Free gig, 9 o'clock start, as they usually are, unless I say otherwise. This is an original from him, and it's called, I hope I pronounce it right. It's Pari Passu.
Storm has passed, the weather has picked up, What says the soothsayer asked? Just a shark in a teacup. Stood up then, well, still we are shaking. Now outside's calm, all inside is raging. Carpe diem, seize the day. Walk together with equal pay. You can always hold onto the rigging.
Well, there we go. That was very good.
That's not bad, is it?
No, it's all right. That's original.
Yeah, that's an original. I mean, I took it off the. I will admit, I mean, I took it off the internet, which is. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of distortion in the background.
Oh, was that? Okay.
I do apologise for that, but yeah. It is quite difficult sometimes to actually get some clean examples from if they don't send in the MP3s.
No, exactly.
This is the thing, and it's quite unusual. These couple of weeks. Of the bands, because quite a lot of them that have been booked, there wasn't a lot of stuff around at all to actually use. Because as you know, the bands that are featuring over the couple of weekends that we look at, we obviously like to actually have those bands and actually give examples of what people can expect when they go to see them.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
But we've still got a few here that have performed and last weekend and this weekend they'll be performing, but. Just unfortunate that you sometimes get a little bit of distortion, a little bit of not clean, as I call it.
Yeah, exactly. But, well, that's why they need to send them through to you. Mm. So, Count Bouncy, you need to send it through. We're not too worried about whether you send any courgettes, but, you know, make sure you send the MP3s, that's what I say.
I want some courgettes as well. I could do with some courgettes.
Yeah. Okay, courgettes as well.
Okay.
So there we go. Okay, no, that was nice. And especially, I think that as that was an original as well, I think it was very original. There was a sort of the slapping for the percussion, you know, from what I could hear on the guitar. I may be wrong, but it sounded quite funky.
Yeah,
I think he's right.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I liked it. As soon as I heard it, I liked it. I thought, yeah, that's gonna go on the radio.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Got another original coming up as well now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a chappy called Jez Gold. Sarah, have you heard of Jez Gold?
Have I?
You have?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Is he he's local, is he?
Yeah, he's been a regular at the Crown and Anchor for a few years now. He's got a brother, Alex Gold, and he plays guitar and sings as well. So, talented family.
Oh, right, because I understand that Jess sometimes works with one of our favourites here is Owen Donovan.
Does he?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got it. That's what the information I found out. And there's a little clip on YouTube of Owen doing a sound check, and he's doing a gig along with Jez, whether they do two separate sets together, that they were together doing the sound checks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Might be able to get them in for a little duo.
Yeah, it might be quite good, mightn't it? So, anyway, sorry, Chris, annoying if you're not there. I do apologise.
Right. That's all right. It's like being at home. That's fine.
Jez, got another original here. He's described as both versatile and professional, which Sarah would adhere to, because I think he's been at your Crown and Anchor recently, hasn't he?
He's coming on the 11th of August.
He is. He right, is. Got that one wrong then, didn't I? Yeah. Okay.
He was there as well, but he's coming again the 11th of August.
Yeah, okay.
So that's this weekend.
Exciting.
See? Heard it here first, people.
Yeah. So this song is a bit unusual in terms of the subject matter, because it's called St George's Day.
That's not now, is it?
No, but it's apparently he wrote it about the banning of the St George's flag a few years back in the run-up to a World Cup. But I think it's quite relevant even today, because you get people that say, we don't want to fly the St George's flag. Let's give a listen to Jez with St George's Day.
It was this time last year when they told us to hide, and to hide our St. George flag away. Take them down from your windows, they litter our streets. If you don't, there'll be much hell to pay. And we'll fine you if you choose to, so it's best you choose not. It's worse than the Union Jack. For St. George's dead and buried, we suggest you sit down, shut up, and please don't answer back. Just sit down. Just sit down. Just sit down. No, don't stand your ground. On St. George's Day morning, I want to run through my street, find his bank holiday with a party so sweet. Send my love to my country, be proud of this place. See the flags flown from windows with a smile on my face. But I fear Monday morn will regret we were born in this country of green promised land. And we'll trudge off to work with no pride in our heart and no love for our own countrymen. Oh, the Irish St. Patrick, the Welsh Davis Day, the Scottish St. Andrew, I'm told, celebrated by all through our isles, one and all. Oh, St. George has been left in the cold. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. Just stand your ground. On St. George's Day morning, I want to run through my town, find its bank holiday with my neighbours around. Send my love to my country, be proud of this place. See the flags flown from windows with a smile on my face. I'm small, yet I try to stand tall for my country on St. George's Day.
See, that's nice as well. I keep saying nice. But it is, that was folky.
Yeah.
As you were saying while we were listening.
Yeah.
But also, you know, oh, good. It followed on and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's quite nice actually to hear something about, you know, England. And yeah. He's been very patriotic in there.
Yeah, something it makes a change from love and things. It was just a nice different, yeah. Just a different subject, I thought. So to hear someone sing about it, I thought it was quite interesting.
Especially someone quite young, because normally it seems that all the songs nowadays for the, because I'm quite so old, they're all about getting drunk and, you know, being sick on pavements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I've noticed. Of course, it may be, because I'm just way too old. But if it's not rock and stuff like that, and it sounds like that, like Ed Sheeran and things, like there's a few Ed Sheeran songs that are like that. And so, and he's really mega famous, isn't he? He's like yes. top guy. But yeah, Jez, that sounded good.
Yeah.
Okay. Be interesting to see.
Yeah. So we're coming back to a covers band now. Okay.
Mm. Oh, who could this be?
Oh, could be the Cavemen.
Not the Cavemen.
Cotton the Cavemen, yeah.
Hey.
The four-piece band with an extensive playlist of covers from rock and roll, which really doesn't describe them very well because they are pretty good, I think they are, anyway.
Yeah, but they're from Hastings.
They're from Hastings, yeah, but they perform in Eastbourne a lot, so they so the Eastbournetonians by proxy.
Oh, fair enough. So they've been given citizenship, have they?
Being citizens, well, they have by me, anyway.
Okay.
But, I mean, what can I say about that hasn't already been said about them? They were at the Alexandra Arms over the weekend. And from what I heard, went down very well as normal, consistently very good. So found another cover that they've done. I quite like this one. It's Tush by ZZ Top. Let's give the Cavemen a go.
I'm
That's my one that I sing along to every week. I've got to do that, haven't I? So, no, that was good. And I've just remembered that he reminds me of Roger Daltrey in his delivery.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from on that.
Yeah, which I think was quite good. And obviously, I don't know that song, but is that their own arrangement of it? Do you know the song? Have you listened to that
before? Yeah, I think that's a slightly different, that's a slightly, their slight arrangement on it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that sounded nice, yeah. It was better than I would have expected from ZZ Top, because I don't really know that much about it, but I do know that obviously they're yeah. pop songs.
It suits their genre quite well, that particular song from ZZ Top. Yeah. And as I say, there are other covers as well, as we know, as we keep saying.
Yeah.
They're consistently good.
Yeah, I wonder how their minibus is getting on.
Not the minibus joke, Chris.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that was quite... I mean, I must admit, I'll give you your due.
Mm-hmm.
They put that on SoundCloud.
I can't even remember. What was it? It was about they've got a fan bus. That was it, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right.
From Hastings.
Yeah, you went slightly surreal here, because we discussed about Keith for having... He said he didn't get the email at the beginning of the performance, because he turned up quite smart in a pair of nice jeans, but also a shirt and a waistcoat, and all the other guys were in T-shirts.
Gee. Oh, yes, I remember that now. Yeah.
And then you went on about the bus, because I said that they had brought a small following over with them as well from Hastings.
Oh, yeah, the fan bus, yeah, from Hastings.
The fan bus, and so you just started going surreal about the cavemen draped the outside on the side of the bus. And
yeah, with the scarves, like they have with football coaches.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have found it funny in the group, because they put it on SoundCloud.
Mm. So it's not just my mum.
No, but you must write and thank him for thinking you're funny.
And pay him, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough then. Sorry. Yeah, okay, go on.
Okay, all right. So I was going to ask you then, is that if you're... when you're looking around for acts, I mean, you're booked quite a lot, are you, during this year? Or?
We are booked up until the end of the year, unless anyone cancels. But I'm on the lookout for bands and acts for next year.
Yes.
So if you're listening and you haven't played at the Crown and Anchor or sent me your details, then send me an email.
Yeah. So how do you actually decide? I mean, this is for... I mean, it sounds a bit harsh, but, I mean, they've got to be good.
Well, so most people email with a link to their website or their Facebook page, so they've got to have some good videos on there, or just a SoundCloud where you can actually hear them. Because a lot of people just come into the pub and go, I'm in a band, can we play at your pub? And I go, yeah, have you got a demo or something? They go, no. And I go, right. And some of them get a bit shirty, actually, when you say, well, I need to hear what you sound like first. Well, I've been gigging for 10 years, so I don't need to tell you. It's like, oh, okay, well, all right, well, on you go. So, yeah, we do need a web link or some videos or something, and then we just have a look, and then that's when the Simon Cowell bit comes in, and I sit there in my chair and go, well, that was a bit flat.
Oh, dear.
But we do like to give people a go, and I do understand as well. I know the videos, when they get uploaded onto Facebook, they obviously, people do sound better when they're live. I do know that sometimes when the videos come through and it sounds a bit dodgy, I do take that into account. So, you know, if the videos aren't that great, don't worry. I'm not going to be going, well, the sound quality is awful on that Facebook video filmed off your mobile phones.
Yeah, and the lighting was dodgy.
Yeah,
right. But I think that's the point, though, isn't it? It's something that gives you an idea of the band's personality.
Yeah, exactly. It's right. Just see how they look and how the crowd are going, and also their song playlist as well.
Yeah, because obviously that's quite important, isn't it? I mean,
it is, but a lot of the bands are all tending to do the same kind of stuff. So, you know, when I go onto their demo and they're doing Mustang Sally, and I'm like, oh, okay, every bat, it's like, oh, come on, show me something different that I haven't seen already today. So,
this was the reason why, although the idea when I pitched it originally to Chris about doing the cover bands was also to introduce the original element to it as well, where we could mix it up a bit with people, because as I said before many times on here, there's an awful lot of talent around, and it's nice to actually bring in these original tracks as well. Something different.
Yeah, that's what some of our bands do, because it's hard to get a band into the pub that will just do their own music all night, because people, if they've never heard it before, it's hard for them to really get into it and get up and down, unless it's a really catchy number. But you're not going to have 3 hours of that. I wouldn't have thought of people really enjoying songs they've never heard. So the bands that want to do their own stuff, we always say, do like 70% covers and then 30% your own stuff. You know, just slip them in the middle once you've got the crowd going, then slip one of your ones in. So that's what we say. We're not opposed to it, but you do need to do some covers to get everyone going.
Yeah, because you normally expect a band from 9 o'clock, which is the normal start time for the in this for these bands, 9 through to 12, don't
nine
you?
Because
you've got
12.
You've got the license for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, it's a really great idea. I mean, I say because, I mean, a lot of these places you come in, it don't cost you anything to get in, and you come in and have a really, really good time with some of these bands.
Yeah. So free entertainment.
Yeah. And talking about bands that are coming along, this is, we're going to sort of leads me quite nicely into the band, which is the coming along on the 1st of September.
Aha. Yes.
You're looking forward to them.
I'm really excited about
this. So who are they, Sarah? Can
so
you say this?
This is Yankee and the Foreigners. They just sent me an email on the off chance, like a lot of bands do, saying, can we play at your pub? Here's a link to the SoundCloud, da da da. So then I put my Simon Cowell head on. Oh, yeah, yeah, come on then. Clicked on the link. Oh my goodness. They are amazing, and it's just, I hope they really, really don't let me down, because I've bigged them up to everybody, but they sound amazing, and they're going on tour. They're coming over from America, they're going on tour in the UK, they're stopping in Eastbourne for one night, and then they're going to London to go on tour, so they might be the next big thing, and they're going to be at the Crown Manca on the 1st of September.
Well, you were the one that gave me the nod about these. You said, have a listen.
And then
give
me that. And again, this is what we're talking about, listening to people that are doing their own music. A lot of the time you're like, oh, you know, I don't really know it and it's hard to get into. But these, wow, I reckon I could listen to the whole album if I was going on a long car journey or something.
Very good. So the one that we've got, Chris, is one called Hours, which is another original of theirs. So let's go for it. Yankee and the Foreigners.
They tell me I'm a fool, but I know it's worth it. Even sitting in my office on a beautiful day, hour after hour. Spend an afternoon, see all my favorite colors when I think of that place or anywhere if you take me there. And now I'm sitting by my window to feel the breeze, rest my chin atop my knees and think of all that'll be to go with you somewhere new. Thank you.
But you can tell that they're American, can't you?
Yeah, with that they've got that British member of the band from Essex as well.
Oh, I remember now. Yes.
Yeah. And they're based in Boston.
Right.
And apparently they're still unsigned.
Hey, there you go, Simon. You need to sign them up.
Right. Sign them to the Crown and Anchor.
That's what you need. They can all come in and do their recordings in here, right? And then you just release everything.
Great.
See? Deal.
Just give them some beer and off they go.
It's just a shame they probably weren't here for the Airborne weekend. They'd have gone down a storm because you get quite busy at the Airborne weekend.
We are extremely busy on the Airborne weekend. In fact, on the Airborne weekend, we only book a guitarist because they're small and it's just them with a guitar and they don't have much kit. There's no drum kit or anything because it's so busy. We can't book a big band because they take up too much room and it's just too much. So we have a Owen Donovan and Kevin Jones. They're on the Airborne weekend.
Oh, that's good.
Because they get everyone going.
Yes.
And they're not taking up too much room and it's not going to be too
good.
Crazy.
That's two good acts to have over on that when you've got a full pub. I mean, Kevin's very good as well, isn't he?
Oh, I love Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's another thing about Kevin as well is that I've been dying to actually get some stuff on here.
I'll have a word.
I can't find anything.
I'll have a chat with him.
Because he's been around a long time. He's got a bit of pedigree as well, hasn't he? So,
well, there's a story about Kevin Jones, actually, whilst I'm here. Again, he emailed in and said, can I play at your pub? And listened to his soundtrack or whatever he'd sent through. And I thought, hang on a minute, this guy's all right. But he'd just moved from Wales, so he didn't have any gigs in Eastbourne. So we got him in at the Crown and Anchor. Everybody loved him because he really whips the crowd up into a frenzy. And then I'm in touch with another pub in Willingdon, the British Queen. I'd sometimes do some DJing for them. And to cut a long story short, someone had let them down very last minute and I said, take Kevin Jones. And they're always a bit like, oh, you know, who is he? Is it a lot going to like him and all this? I was going, they'll love him. So he went there, did a splendid job, and now he's in with them. And then I also got him in at the bingo hall, funnily enough, because their singer let them down. So, yeah, he's getting around a bit. All thanks to me. Send me some chocolates or something, Kevin. That's fine.
That would do fine.
Hang on. How come we're on with the courgettes from whoever the hell that was, Count Bouncy, and she wants chocolates? I think we got this wrong.
I know. We could
swap, actually.
You want the courgettes?
I'm trying to give up dairy. So, you know, Kevin, if you want to drop me over, you know, a bag of carrots or something, that's fine.
Right. Okay, Count Bouncy, yeah, I don't want your courgettes. Just some Stellas, thanks. Anyway.
Right, so, lost my track now. Oh, yes.
Yes,
we're coming to. I'm doing a couple here from Henry Isaac Bristow. You remember Henry?
Yeah, I do.
Viral violin on the old YouTube. So he's done here. It's called, the song's called Marnie Swanson of the Grey Coast. Now it's a Scottish tune, which they describe it as a Scottish air. It was composed by Gaelic musician called Andy Thorburn, and this is Henry's take on it, a cover version. Nice and calm. Just calm it down a little bit in the middle of the show.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Have a go on this one. Listen to this.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that snuck up on us, Pete.
Yeah, see?
We were so relaxed, and that was really good. Yeah. That's a real studio production, that is.
It was a nice job, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Beautiful tune. Yeah. I absolutely love that tune. It's really, really, really soothing.
And that was quite relaxing.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. not doesn't make me fall asleep, but it was relaxing.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Henry Bristow, along with a chappy called Mike Higginson, who's a accompanying pianist, is appearing at the Prince's Playhouse on Saturday the 11th.
Oh, right.
So he did a cover version, which I thought was of that, and he did a slightly more modern one, I would have thought, in terms of the kind of music side of it. And I'm just wanting to play now the Heart of Gold, which is the 1972 single by Neil Young.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard of that before.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Henry Bristow again.
Yeah.
Mm. What's he sending us for to get two tracks on?
I don't know, even more courgettes. I don't know. What can you get?
Well, there you go. So hard, but hang on, we've got a story here from Simon Cowell, aka Sarah in the corner. What was that about Neil Young?
Oh, I saw him live perform that song at the Isle of Wight Festival. It's one of my favourites, actually, that harmonica bit.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
That's good. And they did it. Oh, sorry, Henry did it well there.
Yeah.
Or whoever did it on that track. Is it him? Does
it's
he?
Henry, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. He does. Henry does vocals as well.
Right.
So there you go.
So he did the whole lot.
Pretty talented man, as we said before.
Mm, yeah, he is. Yeah. Well done, Henry.
Bit of a violin virtuoso as well. Viral violin.
Was he the one who contacted us a few shows ago and said that wasn't the song we played of him wasn't representative because he wants to be a bit more rocky or something?
No.
You don't remember who that was?
I don't remember who that was, no.
Because it was violin-y, and I think he said something along the lines of something. But, right. In other words, that's not representative of me. I want to be a rock star. If you can remember who you were, let us know.
Because
we're clearly
Pete
too old.
Pete is looking completely blank here.
Yeah, exactly.
Email me at pete.online and then I can tell everybody, or just email, just do the little, get on the website and then put the comment in the bottom of the box.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Why has he got that track out there, though, if he doesn't want it to?
See, that's logic. Thank you, yeah. That's
just
true.
Just go, I don't really like that one, I'll take that off now. Because, you know, I'm going more rocky. Yeah. So whoever you are, take it off if you don't like it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd have Sarah Stroke Simon to deal with.
Yeah.
So there you go. No, fair point, though.
Who's,
yeah.
not, who's not in a white T-shirt. So, yeah, so surprisingly enough, you're talking about you seeing Neil Young, and that's one of your favourite songs. That's his only US number one hit single, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got any more facts in there, Pete? You're full of them this evening, aren't you?
Yeah. Full of something this evening, Sarah. So, right, now, this one that's coming up now, I'm going to say nothing about. Because it leads into the next one. There's a reason why I'm saying nothing about it. So I should just say it's a song called The Cracks, and it's from a group called The Standard Lamps.
Is oh no, this isn't the same one, but this is another like sudden finish.
Yeah,
we don't like that in radio.
I know, we've been caught out, haven't we?
Exactly. So, okay, so that's The Standard Lamps with Cracks.
Yeah,
now I'm interested. Are you going to tell us what the link is with the next one?
Yeah, the link is, I mean, the Standard Lamps are a three piece band from East Sussex in Kent, and they've got James Livett on bass. They've got Matt Benny on drums, and they've got a chappy called Mike Wilton on guitar and vocals, and that is Mike.
Okay.
Mike Wilton also produces his own music. The Standard Lamps have done extremely well for themselves. They're very, very got a very good reputation. They brought a couple of albums in the past 5 years. They've got one, Sell Everything You Own, that was released in 2014.
Right.
They've got Long Lost Love, which was released in 2016. And the band has supported the likes of The Who, Wilco Johnson, Roger Daltrey, Mark Morris, The Pretty Things, Son of Dave, and Tom Williams and The Boat.
Yeah.
So they were, and I think their last time they supported The Who was only last year, 2017.
Oh, right.
So they're a really good outfit. Now, Mike formed the band in around about 2010, and he does his own stuff as well, and which is, I'm bringing you on to the next track for this. Quite interesting, because again, as we were going with Jez Gold, he did a song about St. George's Day or St. George's flag. This is about a particular thing. It's about Denmark Street in London.
Soho.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Which has undergone some redevelopment, because it's also known as Tin Pan Alley, wasn't it? Because it's got a very high reputation in the music industry.
Yeah.
That's where the likes of, I think, some of the musical magazines started. And that is where Bernie Taupin and Elton John used to work as well.
Oh, okay, right.
Elton John used to work for a music publisher, so there. So...
Yeah, I've done some work up there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's... But Mike has done this song about Denmark Street, and... It's at the moment, it's one of my favourite songs that I have actually come across. It's an absolute, I think it's a cracking song. So let's give Mike a listen with Denmark Street.
Take a train up to Charing Cross, walk on up to Leicester Square. Up the road, just up from Chinatown, all my electric friends were there. I was just a child of 12 and I'd seen them in a magazine. There in the front of a shop window was the thing that had been in my dreams. There's a group of young teens playing every lick on a piece of Memphis wood. I watched them for hours, just wishing I that train and go back up that long, long street. You're gonna show them just what you can do on the dealers there in Denmark Street. So you gotta run boots, drive out a mini Marshall Terroir. But whenever you turn it off, you always sound like a champ. So go and play a piece of wood and try to on the corner and the sound of the dream being made. And every kind of drummer playing in our basement, playing every style and every way. Some people say progression is the key today. Some people say that we need another high-speed train. But I look around at what we've got, and some places think
Well, everyone liked that here. Even Simon Cowell. Stroke Sarah. Song.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Who is he? I need his number. I'm going to give him a ring.
It's Mike Wilton, and he was at the Printer's Playhouse last Friday.
He sounds great. Does he sound that good live?
I don't know.
Oh, you weren't there?
I wasn't there.
By the sounds of it, I thought you were there.
No.
He can't be everywhere.
I know. Can't be everywhere.
Oh,
and
okay.
I wasn't there.
Well, I hope he sounds that good live.
What I did see, actually, on Facebook, was someone actually put on Facebook while he was actually performing, something like, this is really great, sort of actually taking the time and the bother to actually sort of just generally sort of put it out on Facebook, that how good he was there.
Yeah, he does sound good. If he emailed me, I'd definitely be giving him a call.
Because they say he's Brighton-based, but I understand he'd be in, as far as I was aware, he was in Crowborough, because the band members are about 50 miles apart. And they meet in the middle at 25 miles, which works out around about Tunbridge Wells, which they do quite there. So, but yeah, he's Sussex and Kent based, and he's described as a singer songwriter with some pedigree. And on the evidence of that, I've got to agree with them as well.
Yeah.
I've listened to another track of his called Pen Pal, and that's very good as well, but I particularly like that one.
I can tell because I don't know how many times you've listened to that, but you were singing your heart out on that one.
Yeah, so we know the lyrics, don't we? Now,
yeah.
Get off the tube at Charing Cross, walk up to Leicester Square, up through China. See if you like know it now, up through Chinatown. All my friends are there.
Yeah, but it's a catchy song isn't it?
It gets
you going. So but that is it for the tonight. Actually, Chris, that is the last track for the show.
And we were having such great fun as well.
Yeah.
What do you think about that then, Sarah?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
I've had a great time.
Yeah.
Thanks for dropping me in the deep end this evening.
We're dropping you. I didn't say anything about you not talking today.
I just thought I was coming to have a look around, but I've had a lovely time, so
good.
Thank you for...
It's been a pleasure to have you here, and we hope you can come back again. Perhaps, I tell you what, I've got an idea, actually, because when we were listening... when the tracks were there, and then we had to do a little bit of a replay back. The one in the show, which was very good, Chris, well done. I think you ought to come in and have a go at doing this with me, a co-presenter. I think you should have me. Bit of knowledge there.
Ooh.
No pressure.
And you know how to work the desk.
Yeah.
I do know how to work the sound craft.
Yeah, you see. Well, the technical side of things. Well, that's something we should have a chat about, really, because it'd be kind of cool. Obviously, whether or not there's any conflict of interest, but it doesn't sound like it, because you guys all talk to each other
or
new venues.
Yeah, we do. And I think you could do with a lady on the show. We need to get some cushions here in the studio.
Oh,
you know,
there we go.
get some flowers in here. Make it a bit more girly.
Yeah, okay, fair. Okay, it does just look like a studio, to be fair, everybody. But yes, okay, fair. Well, we'll talk about that off air. Thanks for your decorating tips. I appreciate them. So fantastic. Sarah, now you mentioned that people like, say, Mike Wilton can get in contact with you in order to, you know, for you to book them and what have you. Do you want to give out your contact details?
I can. Mm-hmm. My email address is sarah@crownandanchoreastbourne.co.uk. And everybody always asks, it's Crown and A-N-D, Crown and Anchor.
Oh, you can't put an ampersand in an email address.
I know. Mm. You'd think people know that, but they don't. And they go, is it A-N-D? And I go, yes. So it's sarah@crownandanchoreastbourne.co.uk. It's the longest email address in the world. I do apologise, but it will come through. So.
Fair enough. And I've got a quick question, Pete, if that's all right to ask. What might be a good idea is to sort of give a little 10-second, if you can, masterclass for a band, so that you mentioned earlier on how sometimes they come in to see you and they say, can we play it in your pub? And you ask for a demo and then they don't necessarily have one. Do you want to stress how important that is if they want to get booked?
Oh, yeah. They need a demo. Or, you know, even if it's... A lot of people don't have CDs anymore. It's mainly online. But even if it's just a Facebook page, you don't need to spend hours in a studio recording. Just a Facebook page with some videos on will get you out there.
Right.
It'd be nice if it was reasonably clean as well, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to record in the studio, that would be great, because then we'd have some proper, really nice sounding stuff. But, you know, to get booked in a pub, you just need some videos online so we can get an idea of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Preferably more than one, of a few different songs, so we can get a real good understanding of what they sound like.
Yeah, because I know what's involved in producing the MP3s, but it is so useful for them if they're able to do that and send them into Pete at eastbourne.online, because we can then feature them on the show. So pushing it out there, Chris, with emails and all that sort of thing as well.
No,
I'd love to get some more 80s stuff coming on here from bands, and hopefully I will be getting some of that stuff. Been speaking to Simon of Love Action, I think you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very good 80s, and as I say, one of my favourite decades.
Sound of the Crowd.
Sound of the Crowd, Love Action.
He's
a man of
tracks.
Many bands, actually, Simon.
Does he do Human League stuff then? Is it Sound of the Crowd and Love Action?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do those. Mm. They were at Chidfest, actually, recently.
All right, okay.
Well, saw them there.
Yeah. See, that's cool. So, okay.
That was Large, actually.
Was it?
They're the 90s cover band.
This is why you have to come in, you see. Your unexhausted knowledge or whatever of everything that's going on with bands, you know. And this is the question or the point. So you hardly probably deal with agents at all. Like, my dad used to be in a band, rock and roll band, all these years ago, and he was booked through agents, talking to book, you know, people like you that book stuff. You couldn't listen to them before you book them, so you had to take the agent's word, I guess. But nowadays it's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Well, I used to work in recruitment and I used to try that, try and send people without CVs going, just trust me, she's a great receptionist, just have her. And he's going, have you got a CV? You don't need one. Look, just it's the same with bands. But yeah, we don't deal with agents. We can deal with people directly. So the bands get 100% of the money rather than paying an agent.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's cool. Well, brilliant. Okay. Well, thanks for that. And I'm sure people will appreciate that. So anyway, enough technical talk now, Peter. Back to you. Sorry.
Well, so that's about it, really. Thank you, Sarah, for coming in. Thank you, Chris, being the stalwart companion and the techie.
Well, I might get the sack by the sounds of it. But anyway,
So, my lovelies, I mean, that's the end of this show, What's On in Eastbourne. As I say, don't forget, get your MP3s in if you can. And so that's it. So have a lovely weekend that's coming up. And if you can't be good, be careful. See ya.